For a few moments of this homily today, I would like to talk about the spiritual benefits of daily Mass and Holy Communion. We should think, what are the blessings, what are the graces that we receive every time we receive Holy Communion? First, every time we go to Communion, we have a personal visit with Jesus, who is the author of all life, holiness, and spiritual energy. So Communion means union with. So when we receive Communion, we have a personal visit with Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful thought to think about? That Jesus becomes the divine guest of our soul. That our bodies and souls become living tabernacles, living temples of Jesus Christ. So when we receive Jesus, we should realize that He is our guest. And that's why we should adore Him and love Him and worship Him when we receive Him in Holy Communion. Second, whenever we go to Communion, we get an increase in sanctifying grace. Obviously, we should only go to Communion if we're in the state of grace. And every time we receive Communion, we get an increase in sanctifying grace, which makes our soul more pleasing to God. See, that's what we want to be, is pleasing to God. Every Holy Communion makes our soul more pleasing to God, since we get an increase in sanctifying grace. Third, we get sacramental graces, an increase in sacramental grace, which will give us special help in times of temptation, to resist temptation, and in carrying out the daily duties of our state in life, to be a better mother, father, spouse, son, daughter. We get graces to be holy in our daily duties and to be able to resist temptation. Number four, whenever we go to Communion, we have an opportunity of having all of our venial sins wiped away. Did you know that? That every time you go to Communion, venial sins can be remitted. Now, obviously, there's other ways that venial sins can be forgiven as well. For example, when you bless yourself with holy water, when you come into the church, that can take away venial sins. Whenever you say the I confess, the confiteor, or the penitential rite at Mass, that can take away venial sins. Obviously, going to confession takes away mortal sins as well as venial sins. But also, the saints tell us that whenever we receive Communion, it can take away venial sins. The burning love of God that can burn away our venial sins, our smaller sins and our imperfections. Number five, every Holy Communion we receive can help us to resist the fires of passion or concupiscence. As you know, the effects of original sin is we have a darkened intellect, a weakened will, and unruly passions called concupiscence, the fires of passion. Every Holy Communion, the saints tell us, is like a preserving influence against the fires of passion, whether it be anger, impatience, or other unruly passions. Number six, every Holy Communion gives us an opportunity to remit part or all of the temporal punishment due to our sins. As you know, every time we sin, our soul is wounded. Just like taking a hammer and a nail and driving the nail into this board, the confession takes out the sin, but we're still left with a wounded aspect of our soul. That hole is still there. The penance that the priest gives us helps us to fill up that hole. Purgatory obviously fills up all the holes, but every Communion we receive can actually remit part or even all of our temporal punishment due to sin, so that the wounded aspect of our soul can be healed every time we go to Holy Communion. Number seven, every time we go to Communion, we receive a spiritual joy and sweetness that come from a fervent Holy Communion. Remember, Mother Teresa said, joy is spelled J-O-Y. J for Jesus, the O for others and Y for yourself. So in your life, if you want joy, put Jesus first, others second, and yourself third. So when we receive communion, we put Jesus first. And we get a sweetness that comes from a holy communion. Number 8, every time we go to communion, we'll receive more glory. Our bodies will enjoy greater degree of glory in the resurrection on the last day. Remember, when we go to heaven, we will not have our bodies until the second coming of Christ. At the second coming of Christ, we'll get our glorified, resurrected bodies that will be perfect in every way. We will be renewed and have a resurrected body, just like Jesus' body after the resurrection. And we'll have certain qualities. And our bodies, the more we've received Holy Communion on earth, the more our bodies will enjoy greater glory on the last day. And number 9, we'll also receive a greater degree of glory in heaven for all eternity. As you know, the Bible says that the saints shine like the stars in the heavens. Every time we would go to Holy Communion, we increase in the glory that our souls will have for all eternity. As you know, some of the saints, like our Blessed Mother and the Apostles, will be like a 10,000 watt bulb right up in heaven. They'll be luminous. Other people in heaven will, of course, be filled with God's light. But the more we've loved God in this world, and the more that more communions we've received, the greater our brightness will be in the kingdom of God. The greater our soul will shine with love of God. And lastly, number 10, every time we go to Holy Communion, we can gain some victory over a particular fault or passion, maybe some imperfection that we've been working on. We could gain a complete victory over that, or receive a particular grace we've been praying for a long time, or a conversion or salvation of a particular soul. Maybe you're praying for your son or your daughter, your grandson or your granddaughter, or your spouse. That one communion might make the difference to bring about their conversion or the salvation of this other soul. Or the deliverance of a relative or friend from purgatory. Whenever you go to Mass, offer your Mass and communion for a special intention. Offer it for something special. For a loved one, maybe somebody in purgatory. It's also good to pray for, let's say, the soul in purgatory that is most in need of prayer. Maybe that has nobody praying for them. You could pray for the soul that's furthest from entering heaven and the soul that's the closest to enter heaven. Because when you help get souls in from purgatory into heaven, then they will have a debt of gratitude to pray for you. So they become very powerful. Or many graces for yourselves and others, both living or deceased. So those are the benefits of going to Holy Communion. So remember that when you go to Holy Communion, it's important to try to, if possible, get to Mass early to prepare your soul for communion. It's that preparation. And then the act of receiving communion should be very reverent, very sacred, to try to receive Jesus in a very sacred and holy way. And then to make a thanksgiving. So preparation, reception, and thanksgiving. To make a thanksgiving after communion. To adore Jesus present in the tabernacle of your soul. You become the living, walking tabernacle after you receive communion. I remember St. John Bosco, whenever somebody would leave Mass right after communion, he would send the two altar boys with the lit candles to follow them outside the church. And that made a big impression. Imagine if we did that today, right in our churches. You'd have all the servers go out and escort people to their car. They would say, "What are you doing?" We'd say, "Well, you've just received Jesus. You're a living tabernacle. That's why we have the candles." Obviously, it was something that he did to get people's attention. In our church, I'm going to get a couple signs and put them in the back of church that say, "Don't forget that the only one who left the Last Supper early was Judas." Remember that? And so what we want to do is to remind people that after they receive communion, they shouldn't just run out the church door, they should kneel down and pray, because they are living tabernacles of God. So how can we get more out of each communion? Well, more preparation time, more reverent reception of Jesus in communion, and greater thanksgiving after communion. Why is it that some people can go to daily Mass year after year and not be transformed into Christ? Well, it's because maybe they're not spending enough time in preparation, reception, or thanksgiving after communion. See, one Holy Communion could make a person a saint, as you know. But it's our disposition. See, God can only fill us with Himself the more we're emptied of self. If you try to pour water into a full glass, you can't pour any more water into it. You have to empty the glass first to be filled with Christ. So the more we are properly disposed to receive graces, the more grace we can receive. That's why a person could make one Holy Communion and it could transform them into a saint. It's because they've been so properly disposed to receive those graces. So our job is to open our hearts and souls, to rid ourselves of self and selfishness, so we can be filled with Jesus. And so these are the benefits that we can have by receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. We should go to confession often. If you go to daily Mass, make sure you go to confession at least once a month or every 2 weeks to gain the plenary indulgence. So daily Mass and daily Holy Communion can give us tremendous benefits to our soul. God bless you.